Shalom, and welcome to the Tekoa Stream Lookout. In front of you, you see the marvelous views of the Judean Desert. The scenery facing the community of Tekoa tells a story thousands of years old of life on the desert frontier. Below you is the channel of the Tekoa Stream, which originates near Solomon's Pools and twists through steep cliffs. It intersects with the Dargah Stream, and together, as one stream bed, it cuts through the Judean Desert to the Dead Sea. Along the stream bed are many waterfalls and pools that fill with water during the winter. Over the years, water flowing through the stream bed has created deep and impressive canyons and spectacular gorges that are popular hiking routes. Tekoa was established in 1975 as a temporary settlement, and over the years became a large and developing community of more than 1,000 families. Tekoa's inhabitants are uniquely diverse: artists, intellectuals, traditional, secular, national religious, immigrant, and Hasidic Jews all live alongside each other here in brotherhood. In front of you is the community of Nokdim, which has a population of about 350 families. Archaeological remains of a farm from the Second Temple period were found in the center of this community. To the left of Nokdim, on the horizon, you can see the palace fortress of King Herod, which bears his name, Herodium. Herod was a great builder who constructed the temple and the building over the Cave of the Patriarchs, among other projects. According to the historian Josephus Flavius, Herod was buried in Herodium, and indeed, in 2007, a magnificent tomb believed to be Herod's was found there. This area, which is identified as Biblical Tekoa, additionally tells the story of the prophet Amos, who was a shepherd. The name Tekoa, like the name Nokdim, which means shepherds, appears in the book of Amos, which describes that Amos was among the shepherds of Tekoa. Amos lived at the time of Uzziah, king of Judea, and Jeroboam, king of Israel. He prophesied mainly in the kingdom of Israel. His prophecy spoke mainly about the social injustices and immorality of his day. And he tried as hard as he could to encourage people to do good, or, as he put it, seek good and not evil, that ye may live. Hate evil and love the good, and establish justice in the gate. Because life in the desert frontier has always been challenging, the area was settled only in times of stable government or by individuals seeking isolation, like monks. One of these monks was Haritun, who came here in the 4th century CE and lived in the Tekoa Stream. He is considered the founder of the form of monastic settlement called Alora. This type of settlement combines seclusion and shared life. The monks lived alone in caves during the week, and on Sundays they would meet to pray, eat, and trade. Visits to the Haritun Cave, named after the monk Haritun, are very popular. The cave, located in a cliff on the stream bank, is the longest limestone cave in Israel at 4 kilometers long. The cave is a network of many long tunnels, halls, and rooms. Because life in the desert permits one to look at reality through its special tranquility, people who inhabited this area sought to build and maintain a healthier society. Amos, the prophet, preached the repair of society, and the monks who chose to isolate themselves here aspired to a simple, humane world that was more spiritual than material. The inhabitants of Tekoa today continue this tradition and have established a society that calls for brotherhood and peace. Gush Etzion is a large and flourishing settlement project which links the past, the present, and the future. We invite you to visit and enjoy the many nature and heritage sites in the area. To orient yourselves, scan the QR code on the audio station to download the booklet of Gush Etzion's Maps and Attractions. Thank you for listening. We wish you a pleasant visit as you experience Israel of today, imbued with the inspiration of the past.